Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM. The world's game plays here. Every night, it's time for your nightly football fix on the Alex Dono Show.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get to the bottom of why this country can't have a World Cup team in 2018. I feel like we can maybe fix the future of United States soccer here tonight. It's why I go out to our friend Martin Botter from ESPN Deportes. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Toyota of Hollywood has moved two blocks south of their old location. Get there now. And Martin, I like the way you worded this on Twitter. The U.S. men's national team World Cup qualifying debacle. It really was a debacle. How did we get to this point?
Well, Alex, first of all, thank you for having me once again. And I wish you were under happier circumstances.
Right.
Last week, we were kind of half joking about the situation, about how the U.S. could be out of the World Cup, about how Mexico could or couldn't help. But we really didn't think, I don't think anybody envisioned the possibility of the United States missing the World Cup, becoming the fifth out of the 16 in their region, a region that's by far the third weakest in the world. You have Europe, you have South America, Asia is probably stronger than CONCACAF right now. Mm. Africa is stronger than CONCACAF. And in this weekend region, the U.S. was next to last, and it lost the game. It needed to win or draw against a last-place team that in its history could never beat the U.S. previously. Five wins for the U.S., one draw, zero goals for Trinidad and Tobago in its historic matchups against the U.S. And last night, two goals, two embarrassing goals, and the U.S. is now going to have to watch the World Cup on TV. I really don't understand how Sunil Gulati, the U.S. Soccer Federation president, and Bruce Arena, the head coach, still have jobs.
It's crazy. You know, it's crazy. I thought, Martin, sorry to interrupt, but I thought for sure, like we were texting last night at the end of the game, I thought for sure by the time I brought you on tonight, Bruce Arena would have resigned, and it hasn't happened somehow.
I am totally flabbergasted by it. You know what the Chile coach did last night after the two-time Copa America champions missed out on the World Cup because they lost to Brazil? They just were like, okay, it's over. And Pizzi, the head coach, he quit right away. He didn't wait to say, oh, we need to evaluate or that changes could be made. No, he quit right on the spot because he knew that was the right call. He failed on his mission to bring Chile to the World Cup. So Bruce Arena should have done the same because he's not a novice coach. He's not someone that doesn't know the soccer landscape. And for him to say that, oh, we shouldn't do anything crazy, I call BS on that.
Do you have any thought on who the next coach could be? Because I know the last couple, Klinsmann was not popular here, but it was certainly better than Bruce Arena. Any idea where they should go now?
Well, I am going to say that my personal choice would be someone that's at MLS right now. He's an Argentinian coach who used to coach the Argentinian national team, and he resigned because of the organizational chaos that country had 2 years ago. And he's now coaching Atlanta United. Mm. His name is Gerardo Martino, and he's coaching the best team in MLS right now, at least the most fun team to watch right now. The team that's really attacking mindset, that's fun to watch, that has a purpose, and that really has taken over the league by storm. So that would be my choice because he has previous international experience, he has championship experience, and is getting to know American soccer as a whole. I've also heard Tab Ramos, who used to coach the lower level, the U20, U17, but he has really no experience at the highest level. So to me, that's a no-go, but I heard that he's an option. And then we never know what the U.S. Soccer Federation could be thinking. But if you really want to reverse something and do a long-term, sensible project, I would say that having someone that coached the World Cup runner-up, like Martino, should be the way to go.
I like that. We're talking to Martin Bader from ESPN Deportes. He joins us here on WQAM. And Martin, one thing that I am thankful for coming out of this debacle is people are finally really starting to examine the problem with U.S. soccer from the ground up, what the youth system is lacking. You know, I came up, I played youth soccer in this country, and I know that it very much is a country club. It's more about milking parents to pay money for these traveling teams than it is about finding the best possible athletes to play the sport. Do you think now we will start to see an overhaul with the youth soccer system in America?
Well, let me tell you something, Alex. I'm from Argentina, where soccer is basically a religion. Football is a religion. And we didn't need our moms to get us into a minivan with our orange juice and our and our bananas to go and play. You know what we did? We picked up pieces of paper, scotch tape, and we made up a soccer ball, four sweaters, two on each side, and we picked up the so-called ball and we played. We came back home passing the ball around, just wanting to have fun. And it wasn't just us playing. We also played in tournaments and we played for teams and we were in the competitive aspects of soccer. But just having fun with your friends and learning how to play the game in a structure-free environment, that's huge. And it has to come from a spirit of soccer not as a competitive sport that has a means to an end, but rather the spirit that Ronaldinho, that Messi, that so many other players have embodied throughout the years, which is soccer should be fun. Soccer is a sport where it's you and the ball and the love story that should last a lifetime. So, and right now, it's being handled like a corporation where you pay, what, $2,500, $3,000 a year to have the privilege to play soccer. Soccer isn't a privilege. It's a right. And right now, a lot of lower-income and even middle-income Americans don't have that right. It shouldn't be that way.
That's so well said.
To me, that's one thing. And also, but look, the U-17 team is playing the World Cup right now, and it's doing really well. The United States beat India 3-0 in the first game, and they beat Ghana 1-0. They are undefeated in group stage play. They play against Colombia tomorrow and could finish that stage undefeated, advancing to the next round. There is hope, but there needs to be a sensible approach from the top down.
And Martin, last thing I've got to ask you, because you and I, we both work in the media, and I am very concerned as to the negative effect we're going to have summer of 2018 coming up this summer when the United States is not in the World Cup. How much interest will Americans, I know in South Florida, a lot of people are international and they root for South American and European countries, but in the United States as a whole, how much is soccer going to be hurt in this country without America in the World Cup?
Well, remember the parties that I mentioned last week that people would gather at bars 4 years ago and spend the whole day not only watching the U.S., but watching the other teams because it was all related to how the U.S. was doing. You don't have that motivation anymore. People don't have a team to root for. You can adopt a team if you want, Iceland, England, Argentina with Messi, Portugal with Cristiano Ronaldo, but the fervor, the patriotic fever isn't there. So yes, it's going to hurt. Fox Sports paid $200 million for the English language rights.
That's right.
And I don't know how they're going to deal with that. That's a huge investment that could become a huge loss. And it's just a matter of U.S. soccer failed not just its fans, its players, its coaches, its executives. It failed the businesses that were counting on them to be profitable next summer. And I guess they'll just have to put on Marlins games because the World Cup is just not the same without the U.S. in.
Well, don't threaten me with Marlins games, Martin. Let's not joke about that.
Marlins Padres in June. Doesn't that sound appealing?
That's going to be great. Oh, that's our alternative now. I thank you so much for your time, as always, and for shedding some light on this. You want to follow Martin on Twitter at MartinBotterSP. Check him out on ESPN Deportes. Thank you so much.
No problem, Alex. Anytime. And look, time goes on. 2022 is in only 5 years. You have to look forward to that.
That's right. I have to now. I love what he said there, that soccer is not a privilege. It's a right. I love that. That was great. This guy should run for president. That was fantastic. I love that. Coming up next, I cannot wait to hear this. We're going to play for you. Alex Solana dug this up. So Lionel Messi, who I cannot stand, but I respect him. He's the best in the world. Lionel Messi scored a hat trick yesterday. We've got you the first of those goals in Spanish and in English. And I got to tell you, if we want to make soccer more popular in this country, play-by-play guys have to start pretending they're calling games in Spanish, because it is so exquisite the way you call goals in Spanish and in English. Flat, very, very flat. 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show coming up next. So here, we got to play this for you. This is fantastic. Another point I've been making, if you want to make soccer more popular in this country, start having the British and American play-by-play guys pretending they're calling a game in Spanish like the Spanish announcers do. Why is it that the American or English goal calls are so damn flat, and yet when you've got the Spanish play-by-play guy calling a goal, it's a damn party? Like, I want to dance. I want to jump up and down when I hear this. So here is a Lionel Messi goal in English and a Lionel Messi goal in Spanish.
He might be through again. It's Messi! This is what the great, great players do. They choose their moment and they deliver. And Lionel Messi has turned this game around in the blink of an eye.
Lágrima de fútbol, Messi, 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 gol, 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 gol. Gritalo conmigo, rompete la garganta, que te flote el corazón 20 minutos. Aguanta, aguanta, hay que saber bancarse la crisis. Tenemos al mejor, lo pedía un país, el país gritando por Messi, 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 genio, genio, genio. Pero que viva el fútbol, gol, viva el fútbol, gol. Argentino, soñá, 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 viví, 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 Santiago Sá, viva el fútbol, grita fuerte conmigo, viva el fútbol, viva Messi. Argentina, Argentina 3, Ecuador 1, tenemos al mejor.
Holy crap, like, why can't we do that in English? Seriously, why can't we yell and scream the way that they do? That is fantastic. That is why often, even though I'm not a Spanish speaker, I can understand a little bit. I'm far from fluent. If given the choice of watching the same exact game with English commentary or Spanish commentary, I will choose the Spanish commentary if the same game is simulcast for moments like that, right? Because you are watching the drab, Puritan British announcers. What do you get? You get puritanical calls is what you get. I like the party of the Spanish call. That makes every kid want to play soccer when you hear that. Every kid wants to be Messi when they grow up when you hear that.
If more young kids heard these types of calls and these types of moments in English, maybe something they could relate to, maybe they'd be more inclined to, you know, lace up the boots and go play a little football on the pitch.
Exactly. The British guy sounded like he was asleep. Like, oh, don't bother Lionel Messi to wake me up to score a goal. I'm having a great time here snoozing in the booth. The Spanish announcer, I thought his heart was going to burst. So worth it, though. If he had died in the booth, it wouldn't have surprised me. He was so into it. But, man, that's the kind of passion we need, man. That is the kind of passion we need.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.